Chapter 10. An Interesting Discovery. The next day, several vans and the rest of the film crew arrived in Penmarron, and the filming began. The gardens around Carlsbrook Mansion were full of people. It seemed like everyone in Penmarron wanted to be in the film, including the local police and the doctor. Julia was very busy, and Cindy went around offering cold drinks to everyone. Julia was happy to give an autograph to anyone who asked for it. She walked around speaking loudly into her mobile phone. On a few occasions, Linda heard her telling people from the village she was speaking to, "Friends from Hollywood, they won't leave me alone." Linda and Mark thought this was very funny. Then Edward, the director, stood on a small platform and described the scenes of the day, explaining exactly what the extras had to do. The villagers generally had to be themselves, playing normal people from the village. One of the villagers asked if they had to wear special clothes and was disappointed when Edward said that this was not necessary. "Just be yourselves," he said. "Dress normally, act normally, and behave normally. That's what we want." Members of the cast rehearsed some of the scenes, and the extras had to practice their movements. At 11:30, the director shouted for a take, and the people took their positions. Everyone was nervous as the cameras started filming. Julia appeared in almost all the scenes, making sure she was always the centre of attention. Linda didn't understand why she had to change her clothes so often, but Julia obviously thought it was necessary. After about an hour and a half, there was a lunch break. The extras were given sandwiches in a tent in the garden, but the mansion was not open to them. Filming started again at 2 p.m, and then about mid-afternoon there was a call of cut and break. Everybody started moving to the tents, but Mark and Linda noticed that this time the side door was half open. Nobody was looking, so they decided to go in. It was the study, and it was empty. "Julia said her sister's bedroom was on the second floor," said Linda. "Let's go up and visit Mrs. Landsman." "What will we say if she sees us?" asked Mark nervously. "Oh, we can say that your dad left a document here, and we want to know if she found it," said Linda. At the top of the stairs, there were many empty rooms. They went inside each room very quietly, but didn't see anything unusual. Then they came to the last room. A very elegant bedroom with dark green walls and a dark green carpet. There was a green marble table under the window with lots of makeup, a pair of large sunglasses, and a polystyrene head with a curly red wig on it. The white fluffy sweater and the long black skirt that Mrs. Landsman had worn when she had come down to sign the papers were thrown on a chair. They looked as if they had been put there quickly and then forgotten about in the excitement of the filming. "Well, look at this," said Mark, suddenly understanding everything. "Here's our evidence, Linda."
"Yes, the red curly wig, the dark glasses, the white sweater," Linda answered quickly. "All my suspicions are confirmed. Julia is an actress. She is playing the part of her own sister. Look, the bed doesn't even have sheets on it. This isn't a bedroom. It's a changing room."
"Come on, we've seen enough," said Mark. "Let's get out of here before someone sees us."
The two friends hurried downstairs and out of the side door. The actors were just beginning to take their positions once again, and nobody had noticed their absence. Linda and Mark were in some scenes together, playing village teenagers. They had to pretend to be talking, but not actually speak. Mark was frustrated because he really wanted to talk to Linda about their new discovery. But there were a lot of people around and it was impossible to talk. They would have to wait to discuss the developments in their murder mystery. At 6 o'clock, the extras were told that they could go home and return at 10:30 the next morning. Everyone began to take their things and leave.
"Come on, Mark," Linda said.
I'm hungry after all that acting. Let's go to my house and discuss our new discoveries over dinner. Mark agreed, and the two friends walked happily to her house.